This is the Gazette Pod. Hello and welcome to the first episode of Women of Substance, which is a podcast series brought to you by the Egyptian Gazette newspaper to shed light on success stories of Egyptian women. This is your host, Mena Farouk, and on the first episode, we're having a very special guest. We have Mai Zayed, the film director behind the documentary Aisha Captain or Left Like a Girl, which talks about a unique place in Alexandria where a male captain trained female weightlifters and some of them became world champions. The documentary won 3 awards at the latest edition of Cairo International Film Festival and was premiered at international festivals across the world. Mai is with us today, all the way from Alexandria. Thank you so much, Mai, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Mai, from where did you get the idea of the documentary?
Well, this is something that goes back to 2003, when actually Nahla Ramadan won the World Championships in Canada. And she was actually the first female weightlifter in Egypt to play the sport and to win the World Championships. And that really fascinated me as a teenager back then. And I was so inspired by her story and I was so touched by it. And I basically was checking it in the news everywhere because it was a big thing at that time. Because I think Nahla was the first to achieve such thing in such a young age. She was only 15. And I remember that I kept reading about her and her background and how she was training with her father in the streets of Alexandria, and that her father is her coach. And, you know, and despite all the limited resources that they have, she could manage to be the world champion at that time. Mm-hmm. So that really, like, you know, it was such an inspiring story that I really enjoyed.
You were inspired by Nahla, but you didn't choose to make the documentary about her. You chose Zibiba, who's one of the girls trained by Captain Ramadan. So why Zibiba?
Well, you know, I had this question at the beginning. Why not Nahla? Or why not Captain Ramadan, actually? Because I felt that, you know, dramatically, they both have already achieved something. They both have had their own journey, you know. They have started the journey and their journey in a way was ending or like has already happened. And for a film or for drama, it's always better to start, you know, to start the journey with the main character. And that was the case with Zibiba. So at the beginning we were really following some other girls. And for me, Zibiba stood out because of many reasons, actually. The first was that, you know, that she was the most shy person of them, or not shy, maybe shy is not the right word. She was the introvert. And as an introvert myself, I could relate to her more than any other girl. But also, I think the most important thing was that Zibiba had the most special relationship with Captain Ramadan. Like the other girls were treating him as a coach, but the two of them, like Zibiba and Captain Ramadan, had this very close bond, you know, where you could feel that the relationship between the two of them was almost like a relationship between a father and a daughter and not a coach and a trainee. So all these things really made me think that it should be Zibiba. And I remember that at some point I had this talk with Captain Ramadan and I told him about what I'm thinking of. I told him that I'm thinking of following just one girl in the film. And I asked him a very direct question, which is, from all the girls that you're training at the moment, who do you think will make it in a couple of years? And he was so fast in answering and saying that it's Zibiba.
Have you ever tried weightlifting yourself?
No, never. Okay. I tried it once in Cairo Film Festival, actually, because it was something that, you know, that I was curious to try, but I have an injury in my neck, you know. So I'm not even allowed to carry any heavy stuff. So I never really dared to do it. But I remember when I was attending the festival and the girls were with me, you know, at the hotel, they were training every day at the gym, you know, of the hotel. Mm-hmm. And at some point, a girl, Halima, told me, why don't you give it a try? And I told her, you know, I have this injury and I'm not allowed to, you know, to carry heavy stuff. And she said, but we all have injuries. We actually need to train to make the injury less painful. And she said, don't worry, if you lift it the right way, you won't feel the weight.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the strangest things you discovered about this world, the world of weightlifting among women in this place, particularly this unique place in Alexandria?
I think everything about this place is so unique, you know, that I was always discovering something new every day. But the most thing that really fascinated me is the sense of community that they have, you know, the sense of sisterhood, actually. They treat each other as family, and they're so close to one another, yet they are competing with each other, you know, in a way. But at the same time, they found this very noble system, you know, of using their limited resources to their best interest. So, for example, you know, because the place is self-funded, actually, so no one is supporting it, and no one is paying for the training. So, and it's because it's free and open to everyone. So what they basically do is that, you know, the older girls are training younger ones for free. So as a girl, if you go there as a young kid, you would train for free. But then when you grow up and when you're more experienced, you give back, you know? And mm-hmm. I find this very fascinating because it is something that you rarely see. I think it all started with Captain Ramadan because he was the one initiating all this. And at the moment, Nahla Ramadan is training, you know, a new generation of weightlifters. And they're mm-hmm. so young, and you go there, and it's not only girls, by the way, there are also boys. And then that makes it even much stronger because then there is no such thing as, you know, as gender differences, because they treat each other equally, all of them. The boys treat the girls equally, the girls treat the boys equally, and there's this harmony that I couldn't find elsewhere, actually.
Mm-hmm. And what about you now? What are your plans now regarding this documentary? Is it only filming the documentary and that's it, or you have other plans for the documentary?
Well, for me, I really hope that it's not just another documentary, you know. I just hope that the documentary can create some impact and that can lead to some change. And I really hope, you know, I hope that I can take this documentary to schools, to gyms, you know, youth centers, to places that usually you don't watch films in. And basically try to screen the film and try to open a discussion, you know, about the film, about things that the film is tackling, like, you know, like, for example, how the film breaks stereotypes about women, not only in Egypt, but everywhere, actually. And I also hope that the film can help the weightlifting group that we see in the film, actually, because as I said, mm-hmm. they're self-funded, the place is open for free. And they need a lot of stuff, you know, they need training equipment, they need resources, basically. So I really hope that, you know, this film can shed some light on them and that encourages other people and other organizations to help them and support them. So yeah, basically I really hope that the film can not just be a film, but be more than that, you know, that the film can be a tool at the end of the day that can change some stuff.
May, it's a wonderful documentary. We wish you really good luck and thank you so much for being with us today in our first episode. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Minna. Thanks a lot.